Welcome to the 101.5 FM Federal Election 2019 coverage. In the studio, we have Simone Dijon from the Greens and representing the electorate of Longman. Well, Simone, I'd like to ask you, who are you?
Thanks, Shane. I'm a local working mum. I've got two very cheeky boys, and I live down the bottom of the electorate with my husband, kids, a cat, a dog, and a collection of chickens.
So, Simone, what are you going to do for the electorate of Longman should you become elected?
What we're going to do, whether I'm elected or not, is push really hard for some bold, transformative policies and initiatives that will change and improve the lives of locals living in Longman. Things like putting dental into Medicare, mental health support in Medicare, reducing the costs of our energy bills through undoing the privatisation that's only driven those bills higher, introducing free university and TAFE, free childcare, and a number of other things that really will improve the lives of people locally.
One of the things that's been coming apart this year is all about the preferences. Now, I need to ask you, who are you directing your preferences to?
It's a really interesting question, and it comes up over and over, and I think in part that's because of a bit of a misconception about the way our voting system works, particularly the current system of compulsory preferential voting. So where preferences will go is where the voter allocates them. You need to number every box for your vote to be counted, and if you number one Greens, which I hope many people will, if I'm not elected, then the box that you've numbered number two is going to be the one that counts. If that person's not elected, the box you've numbered number three, and so on until a party is elected. I couldn't tell you myself who I'm going to vote for. I will vote for myself first, but as the full list of candidates haven't been announced, can't actually say where I will be putting all my numbers yet.
So you're leaving that up to each individual then?
Absolutely, that's where it should go. We will have how to vote recommendations, flyers that people may see on election day or at pre-polling booth, but it's up to the voter as to whether or not they follow our recommendations.
But those haven't been released from you yet at this stage?
No. As I said, the full list of candidates is being announced possibly as we speak. We're recording this at midday on the 24th, which is when they're doing the ballot draw, and we'll find out later this afternoon exactly who is going to be on that ballot, in what order they're going to be, and we will then look at what order we're going to recommend and hopefully get a how to vote up on our website in the next couple of days.
Given it's a federal election, what do you feel is the biggest issue in the electorate as we speak?
This has been promoted far and wide as the climate election and an election on climate change. But I think here in Longman, I do believe that locals in Longman, myself included, want to do more at the household level to live cleaner, greener lives. But that's expensive in a lot of cases, and I think if we can help them out with their everyday costs of living, then they would perhaps be freer to do a bit more to contribute. We've seen that, you know, everyday prices such as the price of buying a house or renting, public transport and petrol, groceries, energy, these prices are going up, and wages and welfare payments have stagnated. So we need to really fix some of these things so that people are a bit freer to address other issues.
Final question is, why should we vote for you?
I think the biggest reason to vote Greens, in addition to some of our wonderful policies and initiatives, is it will send a strong message to the big parties, to whichever party forms government, that these issues are important to these voters. If they see a spike in Greens votes, even in electorates where Greens aren't ultimately elected, it's going to make them think they need to adjust their policies if they need to win some of those voters back. And I'm not just talking in the lower house. It's absolutely imperative we vote Green in the Senate as well. We've got a Senator, Larissa Waters, that is up for re-election, and we really need to have that Green voice stay in Parliament. She's the only one we've got in federal Parliament for Queensland.
Thank you very much.